So tonight's a little bit different. We're going to have a the message is "Pray with Me 1 Hour" or something like that. I can't remember what the exact title is. The encouragement for us tonight is just to be able to spend an hour in prayer. Now, in all transparency, the title actually in my notes is "Watch with Me 1 Hour" or something like that. Yes, watch with me 1 hour. And that's lifted from Matthew chapter 26, where he says, watch with me 1 hour. So the whole time is not spent in prayer, per se, as much as with communion with God. And so we remember that a communication with an individual is not one where you always talk to them. You guys have any of those friendships where one person does all the talking? Anyways, it's not that. So we want to make sure that we're talking, we're spending time with the Lord as well as receiving what He would have for us. And so as we go through that tonight, there'll be kind of a combination of both of those things taking place. We do also have our memory verse, and I don't want to neglect that. I know a number of you were working very studiously for long periods of time before you got here, and then some of you may have done it moments ago, saying it to somebody else, and that's okay as well. As long as you did it, I think it's encouragement. It can be an encouragement. Two places it'll be in the weekly email, and most of the weeks we get an email out there, and it's going to have the memory verse of the week. It's also in the bulletin, scripture of the week. There, all you have to do, the only rule is you have to say it to another living adult. So that's a real one, not like an imaginary friend. My son told me the other day, he asked, do you have an imaginary friend? I said, no. And he said, can I give you one? And I said, sure. So I have one now. And so I've not met him yet, but I do have one. So if you have your passage of scripture, Matthew 26:41, I know a number of you working on it, so it's good. It's not super short, but also not long. I think it was fairly easy to remember. So all those of you that memorized it, I think it'll be encouragement. This verse really helped me specifically, as it's just been a daily reminder. I wake up and this is the verse on my mind. Watch. The whole idea, let me take it back. Matthew 26:40 was on my mind, but in context of 26:41, watch and pray. So anyways, let's go ahead and say it together. Matthew 26:41, I'll say the reference first, the verse, and then we'll see who said it, okay? Let's say it together. Ready? Matthew 26:41, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Good job. All right. How many of you said the verse? Y'all said the verse? Good. Great. Excellent. All right. Let's do this. Mr. Darrell, can you do me a favor and pass these around? Make sure everybody that raises their hand near you, that they get that. And so as they grab those, remember, no wrappers in the sanctuary, please. That'll help us. If you didn't say it, don't feel ashamed. You still have the Word of God with you, and you can still work on it. We do encourage you to memorize scripture. The candy is just as a small incentive. All right. Besides that, I probably should have had somebody else do that, because Daryl's supposed to be leading our songs here. And so, Mr. David, can you take over for Daryl, if you don't mind? I appreciate that. Besides that, what we're going to do, while they're doing that, I want you to take your Bibles really quickly here to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Tonight's going to be a very different format, okay? So we've not done it usually this way. We're going to be John chapter 15. I'll explain why as you're churning there. One of the things about spending time with the Lord, as we are wanting to receive what He has for us, I want to remind you that the Holy Spirit of God will use the Word of God to make the child of God like the Son of God. And so I know that's one of those phrases that we hear people say. But the concept here is that if we want God to speak to us, communicate with us what we need, we have to remember He uses His Word. And so and this not just like generally, I'm talking very specifically. And so one of the things that happens, though, is oftentimes we're not connected to God. And I know the word connection is kind of a strange term that we use, like this superficial connection, like being connected with people and stuff like that. And I'm talking like actually like in communion and close fellowship with God. And so anyways, what we're saying here is that's going to be important. Now, during a portion of that time that we're going to talk about here a little bit later, one of the things we're going to encourage you to do is write down some scripture, like a verse or two, and specific application. If you have not done your Bible reading today, I hope you've done Bible reading today, but if you have not done Bible reading today, we're going to give you something specifically that the Lord could use in your heart as we're directing in these things, all right? So John chapter 15, look at verse number 1. The Bible says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth much fruit. All right, so you look at the purpose there. When you see the pruning, all that's being done is for the purpose of producing more fruit. Verse number 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. Now, he gave some background. So there's cleaning through the reception of the word of God, what Christ has spoken personally. And then, and now with that, those that are clean, he said, now abide there. Basically, stay there, stay with me. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. How much fruit can it bear of itself? None. It cannot. Of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye. So he talks to you. Can ye, except ye abide in me. Verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Can you say the last phrase with me? For without, ready? For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Now, we can continue, obviously, in that. I wanted to give you something in regards to something to marinate on. My goal tonight, though, is not to teach you this passage of Scripture, is to allow the Lord to do that. And so what we're going to do tonight, singing is a part of it. We want to kind of gather everybody into what we're doing. I know some of you are involved in different conversations. Some of you rushed in here, and you're just trying to, like, get your mind detached from stuff that's going on outside right now. And so anyways, as we're here, I want us to be able to focus specifically on a time with the Lord. And so we talked about it, this being a corporate time of individual prayer. In other words, I'm not going to have us lead as far as the individual spots. It'll be you personally. And the goal is just to kind of tailor a way for you to pray. And so here's what's going to happen. Daryl's going to lead a song. I'm going to give some brief information with an overview, and then we'll lead in micro versions of what you would do in an expanded version, okay? If that doesn't make any sense, you'll get it by the end. It's kind of like playing a board game. And like, how does this work? Just start playing. You'll get it, all right? So this is how we're, and if not, it's just going to help you to be in the Word of God in prayer. So anyways, go ahead, and Daryl, if you wouldn't mind, lead us in Tell It to Jesus 237.
And sing with a focus on the Lord and a focus on His greatness as we worship Him. Page 237.
Are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving over joys departed? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus, He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother, tell it to Jesus alone.
On the second.
Do the tears flow down your cheeks unbidden? Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. Have you sins that to men's eyes are hidden? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone.
On the third.
Do you fear the gathering clouds of sorrow? Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. Are you anxious? What shall be tomorrow? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone.
On the last.
Are you troubled at the thought of dying? Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. For Christ's coming kingdom are you sighing? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone.
Very good. All right, so as we get started tonight, make sure you pull out these papers. If you got one, does anybody left, to be honest with you? Which is good. Do you guys need two or? Okay. Well, no, that's good. It's easy. Oh, you have two each. Oh, well, they've got extra. That's where they all went. They're horrible. All right. So we want to make sure that the Bensons get some. Pastor Chris, do me a favor. Can you grab the extras? And we probably need to make some more copies. I don't know. I thought there was like 30 copies that went out. You go ahead and hang on to that. I want to make sure everybody's got one. Oh, you got two as well. Whoa. Mr. David.
We're not gonna fire you. I promise you.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Okay. Let's. Are there any edits that have two? Anybody else with two? Okay. Want to get this back there for the rest of you to see if you might get it. All right. So as we get started, so you're gonna have to work with me about my microphone. I'm gonna be turning it on and off because I don't want you to hear everything I'm saying when I'm praying. But anyways, so what's going to happen, this whole thing is broken up into 8 different sections. What we'll do is we're going to go through what we call the Lord's Prayer, or the model prayer that Jesus Christ gives in Matthew chapter 6. We know about the one in Luke as well, but we're going to follow the Matthew 6 portion. When you come to this, what I'm going to tell you here, this is not, and I want to emphasizes that this is not a mathematical equation for how you connect with God or how you get a certain prayer answer. Like you do this and then this, and so maybe like a chemical equation where you put in a little bit of your emotion and whatever, and then you get an answer. All right, I don't want you to look at it that way. The idea here is that when we come to pray, sometimes we feel like, well, I've already asked for my 47 things. I don't know what else there's to do. Spending time with God is a really big deal. The other thing I want to emphasize, in the top of your paper there, Matthew 26:40, and he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what could ye not watch with me 1 hour? And that portion specific, could you not watch with me 1 hour? That just sticks in my mind. Not because he's guilting you, like, oh, you can't believe you couldn't just pray 1 hour. All right, maybe you're here today and you're like, well, I'm guilty of that. It's hard for me to pray for 1 hour. But the idea here is that Jesus is pointing out something. What you're about to go through is so incredibly difficult that you're praying just 1 hour, that's nothing compared to what you're going to have to go through. I mean, you need that. For instance, I have a bad habit of getting small amounts of gas in my vehicle. Anybody do that at all? I'm the only one. So what happens is, me and Ms. Nikki, all right, so there's a couple of us, and there's different reasons for it, right? Like, for instance, when I come to church, I go down 10th Street, and there's a Speedway there, and that Speedway is probably around the same price. I put in my ID number, and it gets a couple cents cheaper, so I got it for $3.23 today, but if I go to Costco, it's cheaper. And so I will get just a little bit. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to get a couple gallons and I'll get to Costco. I've done that 4 times this week. It's only Wednesday. I've done that 4 times this week with the plans of going to Costco. And in fact, I drove by Costco today. I'm like, I know I need something there. And I didn't go to Costco and I didn't fill up. And here's what we do with prayer. It's like, you know what? I know this is a really big deal. I have to have it. So let me go ahead and take care of this. But I'm not really going to fill up right now. And so we'll kind of do our thing. Like, why do I have to keep coming back? And I feel like I'm almost shorthanded, shortchanged in what I need. Well, the reality is, he's saying, look, there's something really big going on. Prayer is the thing. And yet we have such a difficulty with that discipline. And the other issue is that oftentimes we make the discipline of prayer a discipline of the flesh. And if you are trying in the flesh to be a prayer warrior, you're going to fail. You're going to fail. This has to be time with you and God. And this is what's important. So what we want to do is just encourage you on that. The other thing is I put some minutes in there. This is not like hard and fast. Like, today I will set a timer. It's going to be a little shorter than what's in there. But that's not something you have to do. I'm going to do a timer just so we make sure that we don't run through, like spend the 47 minutes on worship and they're like, oh, you got to go home now. Just so we go through all the portions of it. And the other thing is you don't necessarily have to do this in order, okay? Now, Jesus gives that model prayer. When you look at other passages of Scripture that give other prayers that are modeled within the scriptures, it oftentimes is helpful to realize that it doesn't always follow that order. In fact, sometimes those prayers are just one thing or maybe two things of this, and that's okay as well. But realize there's plenty to be praying about. And so the whole goal is just to give you some information here. Let me quick run through. I'll give you like a mini synopsis of this whenever we get to each portion. But we have 8 sections. I think 7. It's 7. I do know Roman numerals. All right, so 7. 8. It is 8. Okay, I was right. All right, just I didn't see the last one. On Sunday, I'd given you 6 sections, and the reason for that is because there's 2 things that are not included in the Lord's Prayer that are mentioned in this with your time with God. Number 1 is worship. The first 7 minutes, we'll spend on time with that. Again, I will have a reduced version of that, so we're looking at about 4 or 5 minutes tonight. But 7 minutes, and the whole goal is He is. So you notice the emphasis. He is. What is God? God reveals Himself to us, things about Him. And to start off prayer, honestly, this here has helped me tremendously just to shift me as far as where I'm at. Sometimes we go to prayer for a million different reasons. For instance, obligation. All right. You just have to, because it's that time. It's bedtime. We got to pray. We go to prayer for different reasons. Sometimes we're desperate. We're like, oh, I don't know what to do. We're like so bothered. And so to re-emphasize, to recenter on who God is will help you, especially when it's biblically led. I put a number of things that we know about God that He is, and just a listing there. There's a ton of them. The reason I put the blanks here in the bottom is because you might be thinking, you know what? There's something about God specifically that's such encouragement to me. And you write it down here. The whole goal is write it down. By the way, if you don't have a pen or a pencil, I encourage you to use one or borrow. Maybe it's the same thing. So anyways, borrow one for the person. Just get one in there because it will help you. But the point is you want to emphasize who God is. And there may be several of those things. You go through and literally a worship of God is not just like, well, God, you did this. I'm thankful for my food. A lot of times we confuse worship and praise. We forget that worship is not just a bunch of thanksgiving, which thanksgiving is important. But to actually worship Him for who He is, getting to know Him. And so the goal is, so we are emphasizing who He is. So in other words, because God is, and we can go to the first one, because He is God, therefore I am confident in Him. And so, or something of that nature. In other words, based on who He is, there's something that relates to you specifically about that. The same thing with God is good. You know, I know he's not trying to attack me. You can go through all these things. Because He is something, there is something that we are in Him. And so we can relay that, especially to Ephesians chapter 1, 2, and 3. Relaying a lot about the person of God and what we have, the security in Him, the acceptance in Him, the power from Him, all those things. And so then I'm requesting that God's name be hallowed. The reverence in the name of God and who He is, that He would be made great by your lips and your testimony, your prayer to God. This does not bring in my agenda. Just focus on who God is. This is what we're doing. So it gives you some helps there. Go through some of those. Write some of them down. Mark. This is yours, right? You don't have to turn this in later. You're not being tested on this. But anyways, that's number 1. Number 2, and we're going to go through this kind of quickly here. Number 2. Submit to God's will. And this is based off the Lord's Prayer again, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The emphasis is, I want your will to be done. Now, when we say we want your will to be done, not only am I realigning that this is about God and His glory, but now we're saying, God, my will, I am casting aside. Most of us show up to prayer with the will of God. I'm sorry, with our own will. And we kind of want God to bend to our will. And so this emphasis here is that understanding our goal should be God's goals. We're aligning our desire, our heart, to submit, to yield to God. So put there, be still on the third bullet point. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And so the emphasis, of course, is God's will. Now in this, on the prayer helps, you'll notice it says, I will submit to God who, and then the ellipsis, the 3 dots there. I will submit to God who I was made to glorify. I will submit to God who holds the future. That should be plural, holds. or with an S. I will submit to God who loves me and has compassion. In other words, there is an aspect about God, thy kingdom come. There is a will that God has. He has revealed that will, and there's a tie-in specifically in how we're praying. Let me encourage you, go through those and add more. I mean, it's a big Bible, and we've written down just a handful of them, all right? So, and I stopped because if I wrote another one, it would have pushed point number three to the next page. And so that's where that's at. And anyways, number three, ask for your needs by faith. Ask for your needs by faith. This is important. This is not time for you to read a laundry list. Let me encourage you to remove something from your vocabulary when you're praying, unless this is a legitimate way you say it, and that's bless and then need. All right? So in other words, bless Daryl. Bless Judy. Bless David. Okay, great. How? All right, so we want the goodness of God on them. Well, no, I just, good Daryl, good Judy, good David. I mean, like this is really not making any sense when it comes to a prayer request. Now, if you're seeking the Lord's blessing in such a way that this is how it comes out for you to explain it that way, that's fine. But a lot of times we do that because it's kind of how we've always heard prayer. And so let me encourage you to get away from that. Then what is the blessing you're asking? And so with this, give us this day our daily bread. The emphasis is this is what I'm asking God to supply. So it's important what we're saying here. We're not asking God to make something magically happen. We're saying, God, we want your involvement in making these things take place. This is a demonstration of God, our supplier. It expresses your dependence on God. And so ask for those needs and burdens in your life and the life of others. And so there's those two sides of things. So if the help's there, personal matters, your burden to see God accomplish in your life. God, This is something I'm wanting to accomplish for your glory. By the way, if you just you've spent the last 14 minutes talking about God and who he is and his will, and then now you're like, but God, please, I want to be the CEO of Microsoft. That's my desire because I really want to be rich. You've not been spending time in that direction. That would be a really hard turn in the wrong direction. And so with that, you've already lined up your prayer, your heart, your spirit to want God and what he has for you. And so now your needs are then by faith. God, according to what you give and supply and direct, I'm asking you to supply this need. And so, anyways, burdens in your life, the fact that he cares for you, he wants to supply your needs. Needs that you have, pray for those needs that you have. There's a million of them. You have a lot of needs, but look at those needs. Needs for particular ministers. The reason I put that in there is because there's a number of passages that ask you to pray for those that are ministering the gospel. And so I encourage you to pray. I'm not just saying just me. I thought about pray for me. But pray for people ministering the gospel, missionaries, teachers, pastors, so and so. People that need to be saved and discipled, we're asking God to do that. What areas of life do you need to grow in your own service for God? And so the goal, of course, there is that we're asking God to do that. You need him to do it in you, and so we're praying for that. Number four, confession. I told you this would be fast. Confession, next portion. By the way, with the needs, we put 10 minutes on that. That's going to grow. If you keep a prayer list, which I encourage you to do, that grows. And number four, when we talk about confession and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We're not going to discuss the theology of that as much as that we need to be right with God. The emphasis, I want to be right with God. By this point, you've spent some considerable amount of time with God, and I want to be right with him. Now, it's interesting to me that in the Lord's Prayer, he doesn't put confession at the beginning. Because sometimes, that's where it belongs. I've done this where I spend time just worshiping him and who he is, and I'm thinking, okay, God, I'm confronted with you, kind of like Elijah sees the Lord high and lifted up and talks about, I'm a man of unclean lips. You just can't help it. And let me encourage you, if you need to confess something at that point, go ahead and confess it. Don't be like, oh, well, it's not until point number four. I have another 15 minutes till I can confess something. No, go ahead and confess it. You'll be confronted with these things. They'll come up. But in this, what we're doing now is we're searching to make sure we're right with God in different areas. And I put a lot there. There's more. I talk about bitterness, wrath, jealousy, pride, lies, gossip, laziness, prayerlessness, unbelief, fear, self-reliance, neglect of God's word, worldliness, impurity, and worry. there's more things. Let me encourage you to read through those. When you're going through this, go ahead and read through some of those things. For instance, it's not you're not ungodly because you look up to read something as you're going to go to the next part of prayer. That's fine. You don't have to be like just memorizing all this. But it may be that you need to search. Okay, God, have I been in bitterness? And where I took that is from Ephesians, talking about things we lay aside. And so, and I realize I'm talking fast, but I want to give you guys time to pray. But anyways, looking through those, have these areas of my life, have I transgressed against God? I want that right. Lord, search those things. And these are things you find in Scripture, since we want this brought out. Number five, prepare for spiritual warfare. God includes, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. He includes it in there for a reason. So when we talk about spiritual warfare, which we've talked about for the past 6 weeks, spiritual warfare specifically is addressing that anything you're going to do for God is in the realm of spiritual warfare, because you're doing something that is in a territory that there is a prince over. Now, we want to be reminded, Pastor Chris talked about it, Satan is a prince in power of the air, but even though he's the prince, that's delegated authority. Like he's not the king, right? But with this, imagine it's like, you know what? I think we should own part of Mexico. You go in there and take it. You're going to have some resistance, okay? And so when it comes to that, we're saying, I'm going to do certain things in my life, my family, making some decisions. I'm asking God to fulfill these things. In that, you're entering into something that has resistance, spiritual warfare. Pray about that. Pray about that. Let me ask you, how many of you have made a decision for the Lord in the past couple of weeks? A pretty significant decision for the Lord. Good. Now, don't raise your hands on this one. How many of you have prayed for God to help you with that, that he would supply that? Sometimes like, oh, I made the decision. I'm good. We enter into spiritual warfare. I'm like, oh, I've got this, God. I took care of this. Well, and it didn't work. Well, pray for that spiritual war. Prepare for spiritual warfare with prayer. And so anyways, there's a number of helps there. These will be much shorter explanations when we get into each part of it. Number six, praise and thanksgiving. At this point, we will spend some time emphasizing this is what God has done. He is worthy of praise. And so I combine both of those. Oftentimes, I will actually include singing and stuff like that at this point in my own prayer, but for the sake of going through the prayer that Christ gives, we'll include it at this point. But we want to offer him praise. Well, again, we address who he is, but also we magnify the fact that he has done things. And so what has God done? If he has done these things, it's not just like, thank you for having them, but he's worthy of praise because he's done them. Sometimes the biggest thing is like, oh, yes, new car. Wait. You have a loving God that gave you that. Imagine that if you gave things for your kids and they're like, woohoo, I got this, and they don't even talk to you, which sometimes happens. But the point is, it's kind of heartbreaking that gift becomes a separator. And that's not the point. So the thanksgiving ought to bring you praise to him. So what are you thankful for? Let me encourage you to review today, this week, just your salvation, whatever it may be, maybe some aspect about him. The seventh one has to do with meditation and application. This is not Eastern meditation. This is not like a weird meditative state where you're yawning or anything like that. But literally, take a passage of Scripture, read a passage of Scripture. Perhaps you've already done your Scripture reading for the day, and there's something stuck out to you. Now, you've already had that we read John 15 together, at least the first 9 verses. But in that, perhaps there's a verse as we read, like that stuck out in your mind. And now you've been spending time with him. You go open your Bible, and you're looking. This is the passage of Scripture that stuck out to me. You will write out a verse. I encourage you to write out the verse. You might say, no, Pastor, I'm not going to do that. Let me encourage you. Just try it. Just try it. Just write out the verse, word for word, not the basic idea. Write out that verse. That's helped me tremendously. I started something like that earlier this year, a lot more, and that's been just incredibly beneficial, just to pen down scriptures. And then the meaning and application. This means something, but we apply it somehow. And now, if you already have something from your devotion, something that stuck out in your mind today, wonderful. If not, I'm going to be in John 15 for just a moment in that and encourage you to, I'll just kind of lead you through some thoughts on that later on. And then the last one, sing. Oh, somebody might hear me. The good news is we'll all sing together, okay? So, but normally when you're by yourself, you'd sing on your own, all right? But that's it. Let's go ahead and break into some time with the Lord, and let's start us off here. I am going to we're going to do a half mini version of the prayer for 1 hour. So just imagine everything is double time like the way I speak, and we're going to break in just a couple minutes. All right, so first one, worship our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He is what. So start looking through that list. Maybe there's something that's not on the list that's sticking out in your mind. He is those things. Now you give him praise. What does that mean now to you because of this? And you go ahead and take the next couple minutes for that. We're reminded also to submit to the will of God. Number two, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want your will to be done, God. In what ways? Your will. You're coming in with prayer requests. What way can you yield your heart, your desire to what he wants? I will submit to God who has what? needs by faith. Bring up those requests, that list. In fact, use your paper to write down some of those prayer requests you have specifically in all those different matters. Look through some of those prayer helps, the different areas in which you need God's help in, and ask God by faith to supply. We will give a little extra time on this one. Number four is confession. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The emphasis, I want to be right with God. The big part here, as you go through and you see some areas where you've sinned against God, trust God for full confession, or for full cleansing. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There is faith that when you confess this to Him, you acknowledge to God how you have transgressed against Him, that not only does He forgive you, but He cleanses you. He cleanses you. By faith, you're going to call on Him to as you confess that He would cleanse you. And you're right with Him. You don't leave feeling guilty, though. Oh, no, I've messed up. It can't be used. You go to Him right now and say, those sins are gone. I confess it to you, God. And I trust you for cleansing. On this next section of preparing for spiritual warfare and lead us not into temptation. Number five, lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. The emphasis is I need God's power to obey and overcome. Need His power to obey and overcome. Some of y'all have confessed things that you know will be a challenge again. Some of you have asked for things about what God would do in your life, or simply the provision for them, or some great need you have. For you to pursue in obedience there is going to be by the power of God. So acknowledge that your obedience to God will only come by His power as you exercise faith. Realize the devil is defeated and you are in a winning position. You are in Christ. Make a choice to stand against the devil. I don't mention this in the sheet here, but one big thing is pray for the spiritual warfare others are going through as well. Pray for the church, pray for your family, pray for those challenged, and just the fact that there's a spiritual warfare taking place. Next part is praise and thanksgiving. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. What has God done? This is what God has done. He is worthy of praise. Praise Him. Spend some time praising Him. Hebrews 13:15. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. There's some things that you connected with the Lord about perhaps today, as far as acknowledging things about Him. Give Him praise. Maybe something He's revealed to you about Himself. Maybe something He's just done. Give Him praise. Thank Him for those things. for the next portion. If on meditation and application, you've spent some time with God, you've given him thanks. Next part's meditation, application. If there's a verse of scripture from your own reading or something that God's just put on your heart, even during this time of prayer, use that. But let me encourage you to write something. Now, in the passage we read, John chapter 15, verse number 5, we made emphasis on that one. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If you, in that blank there, write that down. Just write word for word, write down every bit of that. And then right after that, what does that mean? And I don't mean just theologically, like as in this is how it works, power comes through Christ, but then also application-wise. Okay, I can't do anything without Christ. True. But what does that mean? I mean, try the I will statement. I will, because I cannot do anything with Christ, I will trust him for how I, or I, when I read my Bible, when I pray, when I go to work, I will, because I cannot do anything without him. In other words, we're applying that truth. Allow God to speak to you. Don't just make up something that fits. What is God telling you from this passage of scripture in your time with him? Now, it may, perhaps, like I said, there's another passage of scripture. Use that, but I'm going to give you just about 5 minutes total to write that down and apply it. Spend a moment of time to write that I will statement. So based on that truth of that passage or whatever that passage is that you put down, what will you do with it? I will, and fill in that blank. and I'll interrupt you again one last time. So this last part is, let's finish off with the song. Now what we're going to do is we're going to finish the song, and then we're going to go through it again just really quickly as far as your input, how it went for you guys, some point of application. Sometimes it's helpful when you're hearing it from not my words, but how it's being seen practically. But Daryl, if you wouldn't mind, 8:18, great is thy faithfulness. I'm listening to this a cappella, if that'd be okay. And so we're going to rely on your perfect pitch there to get us here on great is thy faithfulness. Let's go ahead and sing just that first verse. If you need the words, 8:18, we'll sing just one verse of that.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Amen. Thank you for that. All right, let's go ahead and wrap up for this evening. For some of you, that was unique. Some of you, that was uncomfortable. And so with that, and I'm guessing here that it's very possible that some of you, that's spent half an hour with the Lord, just you and God as far as speaking to him and receiving something from him. And I hope it wouldn't be the first time, and I hope this won't be the most extended time. I believe very much in extended times of prayer with the Lord. I'm all about that you should spend the day praying. You drive, you spend some time talking with God, but we're talking about some special times with God. So keep that up, keep doing it. The whole goal of this was to give you a resource to help hold your hand a little bit through some of that. Some of you have been through, you've done something similar, or you have your own system. Let me encourage, if you're spending time with God regularly, extended periods of time with God regularly, and you're like, my way is better, then take this one, rip it up, heat yourself up with it a little bit. That's fine. That won't bother me at all. But be honest, in Christianity, this is what we're failing at, to spending time with God. And so anyways, want to encourage you on that. So let's talk. Now, with this one here, we're going to finish up very practically here, something that maybe you highlighted on, for instance, on worship, number one. The one, now, normally I would highlight several things. So it was a smaller amount of time, obviously. So there was two big things that stuck out in my mind just going through this, and that he is my friend. He is a friend. Then he is holy. Those are the two things that stuck out in my mind. Because he's holy, I'm justified. Now, in other words, I get to go before him because he's holy. Something stuck out in my mind. I don't deserve to be before holy God. And so in his holiness, he allowed this way. And so that really stuck out in my mind, and that allowed me some time to worship him in that. But anybody else, something that you highlighted, something that stuck out in your mind as you were giving God worship. What did you worship him about here? Anybody? Amen. Amen. Good. And then the wonderful thing about it is that it's not that God could give you refuge, is that he is your refuge. And that's exactly what we're trying to get at here, is that he is these things. And so that's why we're able to worship him in that. So wonderful. Refuge and strength. So two good ones. Anybody else? One more. He is a faithful provider. Amen. He is the faithful provider. Amen. So very, very good. All right. And so in those things, now, whether or not this was yours, so if God is your refuge and strength, what does that mean for you specifically? Safe. So yeah, you're safe in him. Amen. Safe in him. Very, very good. Okay, so that's the whole point of that application here. So we're able to worship him in that way. Now, obviously, there's a lot more you can go in there with that. Some of you will kind of perhaps be more of a rapid fire in several things that are highlighted in your mind as far as worship to God, and that's fine. Number two, submit to God's will. What's an area, just to be a help to other people here, obviously we're not trying to disclose all the intimate conversation you have with the Lord here, but something that submitting to God's will, what was an emphasis of submitting to God's will that you employed this evening? He knows what I truly need. All right, that's big. By the way, one of the reasons that encourages me is because I have a lot of needs. I'm coming to go to God with prayer, and I got all these things, and God's like, I know what you actually need. All right, so that's a very, very big one. One stuck out to me is God desires for all to be saved. What time I'm afraid, well, I know God's will. I know God's will, and I'm submitting to that. Well, God, I want to do this. Well, I know your will, though. In all those things, like, I would like that, but here's your will. And so what's another one? So, yes, sir. Amen. So God's time is not our timing, right? And so upon God's time and good, submitting to God's will is I want now, I'm showing up, God, I've got this prayer list, but if we start off with, I want your timing, you're not going to come to him with like, hey, I need this by 3 o'clock tomorrow. Right? So, I mean, unless that's what the Lord impresses on your heart, that. All right. So good. Next one. Number three, ask for your needs by faith. Now, perhaps they're very, very private, so you don't have to share a very, very private need. But I want you to think about how you're saying it. It's not the headline. It's by faith. Why would he supply this need? Okay, so if it's by faith, the idea is that you are needing God to do this as a expression of your dependence on him for that. And are you asking him to do something that he's never promised to do? For instance, one big atheistic arguments is, can God... grow back someone's legs, or can God grow back an amputee's legs? Could he? Of course he could, but there's no promise in the Bible that he would. There's no, so like you're having faith that God could, but you're just like, well, I'm hopeful, but he never said he would. So why would he, unless he would give that specific promise? And in light of that, there are stories, by the way, where people are like, okay, well, I don't know how it's possible, and somehow miraculously the Lord provided for even what's called, they're not called fake legs, prosthetics. Yeah, prosthetic legs, and just like, wow, who knew? But the Lord could provide, was ultimately too expensive for an individual. But either way, the point is by faith, in other words, an independence of God. Did anybody want to mention anything specific as far as something? Yes, sir. Oh, that's okay. Wisdom. Yeah, wisdom's big. Let me encourage you with wisdom. That's God, you promised wisdom, and so I'm relying on you by faith. You promise it, give it, and so that's good. Amen. So that's great, great. And let me encourage you with that. The reason I put the number of different types of things there is because sometimes we only see certain things. You may go to prayer time, you're like, well, these are the 50 things that I need. Well, what about others? And so just to help you kind of think outside of yourself on that, all right? Next one, number four, confession. We won't announce this one specifically. I want you to be able to take that to the Lord, and I don't want to embarrass anybody here, but I highly want to emphasize, and I mentioned this when we were going through this, is that when you confess your sins, that he is faithful and just, that he will forgive your sins, and he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. This is happening, okay? It's, sometimes we're like, okay, well, I still feel like God's got something against me because of what I've done. No, you've confessed it. He has cleansed you. They're cleansing. You're no longer filthy. You're no longer dirty. This is gone. You're trusting. You're right with him. This is done. Reminded of us with raising my children. Just sometimes they get a little bit of corporal punishment. And if that would be taking place, sometimes they feel very guilty. And when we remind them, it's done. It's done. There's no more. All right. Number five is prepare for spiritual warfare. You need God's power to obey and overcome. Anybody want to mention some specific way in which we're talking about how to address spiritual warfare, how we're praying for that? Anybody specifically, something the Lord did in your heart?
Different ministries that I'm involved in, just helping others become Christ.
Amen. Amen. So on that, one of the things that convicted me is that sometimes we do things for God, we forget all about God, and some areas we try to do. So for instance, Pastor Chris and I do a lot of stuff like we're busy. I mean, we get here, we are busy from the time we get started until we leave, and after that, we're still calling each other and texting each other. And sometimes business type stuff could be like non-spiritual. Well, there's work that we're doing for the Lord. We need to rely on Him for those things. And God, we need Your help in those things. Sometimes things feel like they're impossible. Lord, You've won victory. We don't have to feel like they're impossible. There's more, of course, but it will. That was kind of a personal one as well. All right, next, number six, praise and thanksgiving. What is something you were thankful for? Something the Lord put on your heart? Brother. Amen. 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 So God's long suffering and allowed you to get saved. So praise God. Amen. So in my opinion, I feel like if you're going to have times of prayer with God, salvation should be one of those things that is a constant reminder, always flashing there, like you are saved. And very, very good. The next one, meditation and application. Does anybody want to mention either if you used a different verse, the verse, or if you used this verse, a point of application that was helpful to what you'd seen? Amen. Real fruit. Practically for me, I was similar on that one, is I will trust Him for, one of the things I mentioned was pastoring. There's some details in there. I will trust in Him for engaging with people. Sometimes I feel like, well, we've got this kind of figured out. And well, with how, if we want fruit that will remain, it's going to be by the Spirit of Christ in what we're doing. One I put was, I will pray. And I pray, but there's things like, well, I don't pray about that. I don't pray about that, and so I will pray. So there's some very specific things that the Lord helped me with on that. And then sing praises to God. I wrote down just a couple songs that I enjoy. The last song I wrote in there was Jesus Loves Me. It sounds like a kid's song. I know it does. But I actually still sing that as a song of praise. I really do. Even with my kids, I sing Jesus Loves Me, especially with Archie and Leo. And so, and I still enjoy that. So anyways, so I hope that was a help to you. Wanted to guide you, because honestly, sometimes we're kind of like in the dark about these prayers, you know, those people that pray. And you can pray, and you can spend a lot of time with the Lord. Watch and pray. That's what we're instructed to do. Could you have 1 hour? And so anyways, let's go ahead as we're closing. I'm going to go ahead and close in a word of prayer, and then we'll be dismissed. Our God, I thank You so much for tonight. We ask Your blessing here this evening. Lord, please help us, God. Remind us, convict us, that Your Holy Spirit would bring to remembrance this passage and perhaps other portions of this evening to spend time with You. What a crazy thing, Lord, that You invite us to spend time with You, and how often we forsake that invitation. I pray that we would, as a church, be more prayerful than ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So this message will be on YouTube. I'm going to try to get the handout on YouTube as well for those that perhaps couldn't be here. If you